dry January over soon? How about tackling flip phone February? New York Times tech reporter Kashmir Hill has been going without her smartphone, and she joined us live.
Let's talk about a little bit about why you did it. Calling it a tech appendage, you felt too dependent on your smartphone?
Yeah, I think like a lot of people, I started having a lot of anxiety around my tech use and just kind of how my phone was making me feel. I have Apple screen time reports turned on so I can see how many hours I use it each day. And it was, you know, regularly over 5 hours a day, sometimes over 6 hours a day. And I realized adding it up for 2023, I had spent 3 months looking at that, you know, that tiny screen. And I just realized I needed a change.
Wow. Okay. So let's talk about the change that you made to a flip phone. So what can you no longer do with the flip phone that you could do with the smartphone?
Yeah. So I made the switch. I gave up my iPhone, switched to the flip phone. And the first thing that was really hard for me is that I realized I didn't know how to get anywhere more than 15 minutes away.
Right.
Because I'd become so reliant on Google Maps. And so there was, you know, I didn't have a navigation app on this little flip phone. And so I had to start figuring out how to get around places. Like I would look up the directions in advance, memorize them. And it was scary at first, but eventually I started learning the names of roads and, you know, how to get from one highway to another, and just even get around Manhattan on the subway. And So now I feel like I have a map of where I live in my brain, which has been really nice.
You know, I kind of like to do that. So you printed the internet, as they say. You didn't bust out the old Hagstrom map. But I think that's a great way to really learn your way around to places, not to be staring at the GPS and really not understanding how you got there. What about cost differences between using a smartphone and a flip phone?
Well, my iPhone 15 was, you know, $1,300, and the flip phone that I got was $108. So it's certainly a kind of cheaper way of living. But there are some sacrifices, you know, like my flip phone doesn't take very great photos. I needed an alarm clock. Luckily, I still actually had my digital alarm clock from the 90s when I was in, you know, high school. And so I was using that over the course of the week. Amazingly, that technology still works. But yes, it is cheaper to be on a flip phone. And if there are people that want to try this for a month, it's really not that expensive to change your number over to a cheap flip phone.
Interesting. That, did it affect your job at all? Because I use my phone to get a lot of work emails.
Yes, I fell behind on email a bit over the month because I didn't have those kind of dead moments to check the email, like on the subway or standing in an elevator. But it also meant that I wasn't checking my email when I was with my kids or when I was, you know, out to dinner. And so it was freeing, but it did mean I had to be more productive in those times when I was sitting in front of a computer.
Yeah, you mentioned kids. Didn't your 7-year-old have a funny reaction to all this?
Oh my gosh, when I first went to the phone store to make the switch to the flip phone, the new phone I was getting, she said, "Are you joking? That's really the phone that you want." But then at the end of the month, I asked her, "Did you notice any differences in me this month?" And she said, "I did. I liked this better. You don't look at your phone as much and you spend more time playing with me." And aww, that just, it broke my heart. And I really did. I just feel like I had so many more quality experiences with my husband, with my friends, with my kids, not having the smartphone kind of in my pocket, being there, just absorbing my attention, wanting me to take it out and look at it.
Well, sounds like you set a really good example, too, to your kids in the future for not being on their phones all the time. So what are you going to do? Are you going to go back to the old new technology of the smartphone?
Well, I thought I was going to go back to the iPhone, but I have liked the flip phone experience so much that I've been hesitant to go back. So I'm still using it for now. I just feel calmer and happier using the flip phone. I don't know how long it's going to last, but I'm just going to stick with it. while I can. So I don't know. We'll see how much of 2024 I spend on the flip phone.
All right. Well, if you crack, let us know and we'll be glad to talk to you about why. Kashmir Hill, a New York Times technology reporter with that flip phone February and more in her case. We thank you so much. Good luck.